Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Chapter on what a person should say if food is brought before him whilst he is fasting and he does not break his fast. So here we know just a masla to keep in mind that when a person is keeping a nafil fast, he's not keeping a faraz fast. Faraz fast, a person should ensure that he keeps it and he does not break it at all cost. Unless a person is very, very ill and there's some medical reason, etc., that now he needs to break that fast and keep qaza for it. That is for a faraz fast or a fast that is wajib. Here we're speaking about nafil fast. For example, a person is in the habit of fasting Mondays and Fridays, fasting ayyam-e bidh, the 13th, 14th, 15th of every month. Or he's got some habit of keeping some nafil roza. And now he's invited for a dawah. Somebody seen him and said, please come home. He's insisting to come home. And this person is close to him, or food is now brought to his place, and now he is told that, you know what, this is prepared freshly, please eat and participate of it. Now what does a person do like that? He's keeping nafil fast. Nafil fast, we find that person has two options. One option is that if the person that is hosting him, that person that has brought that food, or the person that has invited him now at his place, and he's insisting that he eats, if he knows that person is an understanding person, he won't mind, he'll appreciate the fact that I'm keeping a fast, and he'll understand, then a person may continue with his fast. Keep his fast and continue, don't break his fast. But if he has to tell that particular person, the person is very close to him, and the person went out of his way, perhaps his wife went out of her way, that he knows that this person will feel bad in his heart, that so much was prepared, and now I happen to be here and I'm fasting. So he knows that person will be a bit disappointed. The wife also will be disappointed that so much was prepared and this person is not eating. So now what does a person do in a situation like that? To keep the person's heart, Sharia is also teaching us, this is very important. One is you keeping a nafil fast between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but keeping the heart of the person that invited you. Here if a person breaks his fast also, then it's permissible. And in some cases also it's rewarding, because he broke this fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to keep that man happy, to keep that family happy. And what he does now is he keeps a qaza. Doesn't mean he doesn't have to keep qaza of that fast. He's to keep qaza of that fast. But the only reason he broke this nafil fast was to keep someone else happy, to please them and make them happy for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just keeping this in mind, this is what this chapter is speaking about. Chapter on what a person should say if food is brought before him whilst he is fasting and he does not break his fast. So here is where a person, now food is brought before him. He is presented to some person that is hosting him. Food is brought and he doesn't want to break his fast. What should he do? Still, this person should still keep that person in mind who's brought the food. But now he knows in the back of his mind, this person is a very understanding person. He'll understand that I'm fasting and he won't take it. He won't be offended. He won't be disappointed. In fact, he's such a close person to me that he perhaps on another occasion I'll try and honor his dawah. I'll try and honor him. So what should he say in this? At this moment, he doesn't want to break his fast and he's not breaking his fast. What words should he say? Even that is shown to us in the beautiful Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What words should be said to that person? The man showed some kindness, gesture of kindness by bringing food, honoring us, and we don't want to break that fast that we are keeping. How do we replace that honor? How do we return that honor? What words should be said at that time? That also is taught to us in our Shariat. How beautiful our Shariat is, even that is not overlooked. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دعي أحدكم فليجب فإن كان صائما فليصلي وإن كان مفطرا فليطعم رواه مسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if any one of you is invited to a meal, he should accept the invitation. Under this, ulama explain a few things, that when a person is invited and there is no inconvenience to a person's deen, to a person's program, you got a fixed program. For example, a person is attending a certain class at a certain time, or he has to go to work at a certain time, so he's not affecting any fixed program of his. That invitation is there, it's at a free time and a time he can attend it, and there is no guna that is taking place at the dawat. There's no guna taking place at the dawat. It's at a time when it's not affecting any program of his. Then it is necessary to such an extent that if it is a walima, some ulama even say that it is wajib to attend that walima also. So long as He's not putting a person's tartib off, he's not putting his system off, and it is at a time when he can easily attend, then to honor that invitation is important. Like that, a person is inviting us just for a meal, or a person is inviting us for some reason, and we can make it. Not that it is after Isha now, and it's going to disturb the Tahajjud namaz, and it's going to disturb the Fajr namaz. No, it is at a time, for example, after Zuhur Salah, there is I gave an example of a walima, or for another example, maybe a person, it's a happy occasion, somebody completed Hifz, his child completed Hifz, became an alim, or something that is good and noble, person is inviting us, please come home, join me, I've invited some guests. So now to honor that person is something which is very important in Shariat. So that is one thing that we learn, is that the first part of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that if any one of you is invited to a meal, he should accept the invitation. Our Ustad gives us one example. He says, sometimes a person from Johannesburg is inviting us for an invitation. Now obviously, if a person has to accept that invitation to go for an walima to Johannesburg, now how many things will have to go, how many different programs will have to go off, especially if a person is very, very organized in his day. Okay, one day for traveling, one day for returning, then time there to go, etc. So in a situation like that, if a person kindly, a person respectfully refuses, there is no harm in there. But here what this hadith is, the first part of the hadith is talking, fal yujib, when you are invited, and now there is no reason to refuse. There is going to be a gathering there where there is no guna taking place, there is no music taking place. And nowadays we have to mention also that there is no anashid that are taking place that got wrong connotations and got the musical lyrics that are in it and the musical tones. And sometimes there is even digital music in it that we can't even realize in some of these songs with that voice box effect where it's almost sounding like there is music but there is no physical music in terms of physical instruments, but it is digital music now that is coming into the anashid. So when there is nothing like that taking place, it's a nice, simple, clean dawat, then fal yujib, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is instructing us that attend this type of invitation. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, first he says, if any one of you is invited to a meal, he should accept the invitation. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if he is fasting, he should supplicate for the host. He should make dua for the host. Here, fal yusalli means not that he must recite, must make salah, it means he must make dua. So one of the things ulama also explain is how important it is to understand hadith in its correct context. Because if you look at the words that are mentioned here, that فَإِنْ كَانَ صَائِمًا فَلْيُصَلِّ. If a person is fasting, then فَلْيُصَلِّ. If a person didn't know what this meant, then he would have thought that if you are fasting, then you must read namaz. But here فَلْيُصَلِّ, the words of salah are used, but here salah means dua. So if a person is fasting, then he should make dua for that person. Men invited us, gave us their dawat, and we are fasting, we don't want to break the fast, and we know that he won't be offended. Then what do we do in a situation like that? Is we make dua for the person. Make dua, so we are taught, this person is showing kindness, the least we can do is make dua for that person. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنْ كَانَ مُفْطِرًا فَلْيَطْعَمْ. And if he is not fasting, then this person should eat. And here we explain also, is that a person may break his fast also to keep the person's heart, to keep him happy. And there is no guna in this, there is no sin in that. In situations also, it will be rewarding because the person kept the heart of someone else. One other lesson we learn from this is wherever it is possible to keep someone, you see, keep someone's heart means make another Muslim happy. Wherever it is possible to make a Muslim happy, we should make them happy. We should go out of our way to make them happy. And one easy method we learn from this dua, from this hadith, is to make dua for the person. Make dua for the person gets so happy. You see a person, you make dua for him, may Allah Ta'ala give you good health, give you good long life, Allah Ta'ala give you barakat in your family, Allah Ta'ala give you barakat in your income, in your rizq, may Allah Ta'ala give you barakat in your health. So just general duas make for a person, how happy a person gets. And it doesn't cost us anything, it doesn't cost us 1 cent also. So these are the things we are taught from the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forget about hurting a person, we don't even hurt a person. Here we are taught that even to break a nafil fast, to keep a person's heart, this is something that is meritorious. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.